So the die is cast, all set, and bring Saturday afternoon on.
Absolutely, Mike. Yeah, she's in good nick. I'm very happy with her. She did a very good piece of work 10 days ago, 12 days ago. Solid. She wouldn't be a spectacular worker, but it was solid work. And, you know, she's thrived since, so we're looking forward to it.
Has it helped that I talked to you after Goodwood and you talked about Park Hill? So you've only really, you know, you've supplemented it for a race, but only 48 hours difference, and coming here was always going to be on the radar.
Absolutely. I think that's absolutely right, Mike. We always had it in the back of our heads, and, you know, a combination of factors swung us this way. So it's great.
And what do you make of it? I mean, there's going to be a bit of rain around. Will that suit you?
Well, I always felt she wanted a bit of juice. I actually took her out of the King George V at Ascot because I thought the ground was too quick for her. She's subsequently proven to handle quickish ground. But, you know, she's a big filly, out of a saddle as well as mare. I think we can be pretty confident that the rain will suit her.
And she will get the trip. And, I mean, the number of times, you know, some fairly distinguished ledger reputations have gone 2 furlongs out, haven't they, when the petrol tank's red empty?
Yeah, absolutely. She'll stay. She only has to go 130 yards further than she went at Goodwood. I think even I can hit a golf ball that far. So, she should be, if things go our way and if she's good enough, she should be in amongst it at the death.
Is the small field a worrying that there might be a muddling pace, or are you hoping that somebody will take the initiative?
That wouldn't really worry me, actually. If it was a muddling pace, I think it would probably inconvenience a couple of the others, in fact. So that wouldn't worry me. I think, you know, there's a strong field of stayers. There isn't anything in there that you say won't stay, and I don't think that would worry us, no.
I wish this would tell you, because I think there's a slight twinkle in your eye. You're really looking forward to this, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Genuinely, you know, we've eschewed the Park Hill, which obviously looked, you know, she'd have probably started favourite in. I'm not saying I wouldn't be bold enough to say we'd have won, but she certainly started favourite. So, no, she can run in that next year if she's not good enough.